Hello and welcome back to another episode. This one is a bit of a later one. I'm running out of time these days and just listen to me a little bit later. But thank you for taking the time to hear me out. This week's topic, probably not so long, this podcast, but more about your fitness pension. So the title's probably raised a few eyebrows. And I want to kind of give you my take about doing things now for later in life. So, you know, you may or may not be someone who invests in a pension. You might not be someone who thinks about later on in life. You just might be living for right now. And there's equally nothing wrong with that. It's all about life choices. But if we look at it from a fitness perspective, we need to think about maximizing our life post when we're less capable, right? Because there is going to be a time where we are going to become less capable. We're still going to be active. There's going to be certainly things, a lot of things that we can't do that we used to be able to do. And if you think from a fiscal point of view or fiscal pension, you do things now, or you contribute now, if you are someone that does, for the benefits later on in life. So I want you to think about that for a moment, like making, you know, regular payments, let's say, into your physical pension. Some people want to retire at 55. Some people will retire at state age. I think by the time I get there, it's going to be 90. Who knows? But either way, right, whatever your goals are for later on in life post work, you need to be able to have the physical health to enjoy that. So yeah, fine. You've been putting a pension away. You've been saving money, right? Or you can be a pension. It might be just savings, right? But you need to then think about that if you've not got good health, you're not going to be able to enjoy those things that you wished or you'd hoped for when you got there. So what do I mean by physical pension? Well, I think it's important to change or look from this at a different understanding or different viewpoint. I said, you know, fitness very much around these days is very much about here now, how you look now, how you're perceived to be, your body right now. And we neglect things that are very important. We neglect injuries. We neglect deficiencies, whether that's through, sleep, whether that's through nutrition, whatever it might be. But we neglect them because all we're thinking about is how can we be in the best shape now? And doing little bits every day towards your fitness or towards good health, let me say, if you're older, obviously has a compound effect, right? You do little bits and later on you reach the benefits. You get a better return of when you're older. You have a better life as you reach the age where we are taken away from this planet. You have to think about your health at that point. Some of the things I'm going to say are going to kind of link and repeat themselves, but you have to think about that if you give your utmost now, right, and you completely destroy yourself through training, because I think that's unfortunately how people understand fitness at the moment, is that if I do this at 1,000 miles an hour, if I do 7 days a week, and I get the best shape of my life now, then that's it. Like, I've completed it. But actually, you have to think about later on in life. You don't want to get there and actually not be able to walk, or you walk with a limp, or you've got a plastic knee, or, like, you know, obviously those things happen to people, and they deal with those, you know, accordingly. There's obviously a lot of trauma around that and stuff, you know. But we have to think about how we can maximize our future. We, as we get older, there will be some maybe deficiencies or things that we won't do as well. You know, you might find that they're just like your body just slow, you know, shoulders more rounded posture wise, maybe tight neck, painful lower back, sore knees, could develop diabetes, heart disease, all those things, right? So obviously CrossFit plays a massive part to that. And if you ever listen to the lectures of Greg Glassman, it's a big part of what he's saying is to put those things off for as long as possible, but with the right prescription. So these are going to interlink with the podcast I've done in the past. we can't go mad at fitness right now. It's just a dose. If you go back to the origins of where this is of CrossFit, or you know, well, I will talk about CrossFit rather than fitness as such. It's one workout a day, gain the right intensity, move the right load, work for the right duration of time, and your fitness is done for the day, right? Your health, your fitness pension is like you having a car, right? A car will last you a long time if it's serviced properly, it's oiled properly, its brakes are changed, the tires are done, serviced regularly. But yet, you know, driving around and paying that, or paying not paying attention to your body and doing the things for mobility, doing the things for strength training is the equivalent of that. Or even just putting those pennies in the bank, you know, one bit of mobility a day is just a contributing penny to the compound effect that if you do that every day is going to give you later on in life. And you need to look after it in the same way. The sooner you start doing that, the better long-term result that you're going to have. And put it this way, you might be in a way a little bit behind, let's say, in some of your fitness payments, right? Because of the mentality towards how we train, but you can change that, and you can have good, huge impact for when you're 50, 60, 70. But you have to think that you don't want to be 50, 60 and have those problems then, and then try and fix them later on, because there's less time to fix them. 10, 15 years, if you accumulate from when you were, you know, training when you first started, maybe for some of us, of eating better and stretching daily and doing those consistent every day, every week, every month, you don't need to make that drastic impact when an acute thing happens later on in life. The continuum of CrossFit, one of the definitions of health, sickness, wellness, and fitness. And if you put that on a piece of paper and you have them equal three distances apart, wellness obviously sits in the middle of that, sickness to the left and fitness to the right. Now, you can, the concept behind it is that you can put any marker on that and get or aim to be, let's say, at wellness. So for example, we can use body fat. Now, body fat for wellness, as someone with good health, generally going to be anywhere between 10 and 15%. Women will generally have a little bit higher, generally due to breast tissue, right? The elite, let's say, or the very, very fit, so the guys and girls who form under the fitness category, will be under 10%. And those at the sickness will be, you know, 20% plus. You could also look at that as body weight. You can also look at that as like deadlift ratio. So someone with a very, very, very strong deadlift, let's go with elite/fitness, would be like maybe 2 times their body weight. Someone who's completely, I say sickness, but on the continuum they're at the sickness, theirs might only be 3/4 of their body weight, while someone who's sitting in the middle might be doing 1.25 or 1.5 of their body weight. You can do that with blood pressure. In the middle, a wellness would be 120 over 80, fitness would be 110 over 70, and then obviously sickness would then be like 135 over 110, something along those lines. So those markers can you know, you can adjust those by those little changes, but that's done over time and doing it for consistently well for a long time. So putting those little pennies away or those pounds away every single day, whether that even from a mental aspect, right, of not being so fixated on training, work, life, like it is, you know, sometimes it gets the better of me. You just have to take that step back and think like, well, I need to do this for my well-being. It's you want to enjoy the later years, and if you still want to do the things that you're doing now when you get to 75, 80, you need to think about how you're going to do them, how you're going to approach it. Yeah, it's cool doing some of the things that you're doing, but how long can you do that for? If there is an injury, if you've got shoulder pain, if you've got a knee pain, what are you doing about that? What can you do to fix that so that you don't have those problems later on in life, right? So we measure, well, generally physical, you know, is exercise, nutrition, and recovery. And that's maybe something that you can start with towards your fitness pension, right? Can you do something for one of those three things nearly every day? And recovery is going to be more suited on those days off, although you should do them in general. Nutrition should be all the time, and exercise is going to be based on, you know, I guess the lifestyle that you have. But training three or four times a week is adequate. It doesn't need to be six, seven days a week. And you have to think about as I said, the intensity of that. So how amazing is it if you are in a CrossFit gym when you look around and you see someone who is 50, 60 and you see them training? And you've often hear, you might have heard them say, I wish I'd done this sooner. Because they're trying to improve their life at later stages where they probably didn't think about some of the consequences or things that they were doing when they were younger. So for example, they could be someone who, when they were mid, late 20s, early 30s, 40s, were up late nights, a lot of socializing through work and clients and eating out, takeaways, alcohol, etc. And whilst that's felt fucking great at the time, they're now in a position that they have to try and reverse the effects of those things that they've done. So putting those things away now and doing those little bits today will benefit you for later on in life. You just have to think about putting those little bits away. I mean, I don't want to keep repeating, but there's many ways to put that fitness pension in place for you to live a longer, more fulfilled life. But you have to sacrifice one or two things, possibly, of the things that you're doing now. It is heavily influenced by media. Yes, social media, but also media about the expectations of what you should be. You know, it was a massive, I think the newspapers in the early 90s, and they were saying, you know, women should be like this, men should do this, and blah, blah. And I think that narrative is starting to change a little bit, and everyone's being accepted a little bit more for who they are and not what they should be. But one thing that we should be is in good health. And I hope that everyone wants to live a fulfilled and, you know, fun and exciting and life, and that which is free from disease and ill health. So I want to finish up with just a quick note to say, have a think about what you're currently doing. And if you were 10 years ahead, would you look back at your younger self and go, dude, you need to slow down? Or would you think you need to put a few more pennies in the bank for you to save? I hope that can resonate with you, and I hope I haven't muddled you too much with your fitness pension. But have a real think about it, and we'll I'd love to discuss it more. As always, if there's any suggestions that you want to think or you want to talk about or want me to express in certain views, feel free to write in lorenzo@crossfitharry.com. Send us messages on whatever platform is easiest for you. They're all out there. But we will be back next week with another topic, and have a great week.